So good evening, everyone. It's my covenant, my privilege to really break into the Hanukkah Ruach together, and no better way than to try to rip open what we call the lumbus, the halachic framework of the ascitis of this Yontif. And so with no further ado, the Gemara tells us quite clearly, really, the Braisa of my Hanukkah from Maseches Tainis cited by the Gemara tells us quite clearly that in response to the miracles of Hanukkah, L'shana Acheres, the next year, Kavum V'asom Yom Tovim B'Hal V'Hayta. They established these days of Hanukkah as a Yontif, as Yom Tovim, in what sense? B'Hal V'Hayta. That's what these days are about. Hal V'Hayta, praise and thanksgiving to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And you hear how that phrase, Hal V'Hayta, reverberates and echoes throughout Chazal. So for example, in the Al-Hanisim, when we recount what happened, we conclude, V'kavu Shemayinus Mechanaka Elu L'Haydus L'Hal. It's almost a cut and paste. We could debate which one came first, the Braisa of Mechanaka or the Al-Hanisim. I actually believe the Al-Hanisim came first. But whatever it is, the two are sister texts, even in the Piyat, the Pizman, of course, which comes later of Mosur in the Yavanim. Right, when we say B'nei Vina, Yemei Shemayna Kavu Shira Renata, the B'nei Vinas, right, the sons of discernment, the Chazal, Yemei Shemayna for the 8 days, Kavu, they were Kivei Alot, Shira Renata, days of song and praise. Again, the Paitan with a more flowery language, the Kfiyas of the Yontif was Shira Renata, very clear. No question there. Which means that everything about the Yontif would have to be to somehow bring out Hal and Haida. So any mitzvah, for example, the Neiros, must be to drive home Hal V'Hayta. To tell me simply the Neiros are here for Pursumei Nisa would be insufficient. It would have to be Neiros Pursumei Nisa for Hal V'Hayta, I'm firmly convinced, if the Kviyas Yontif is B'Hal V'Hayta. And again, this is clearly reflected in Chazal. The HaNeiros Halal, which mind you is not just a middle-aged P, it's not from Chazal, it's in the Maseches Sefer, the HaNeiros Halal. HaNeiros Halal is from Chazal. Right. We say, Elo l'raisim bolvad, what are the purpose of these nairs? What do we do with them? L'raisim k'dei l'haydus l'hal. That's the purpose. L'raisim k'dei l'haydus l'hal. Very clear. The Rambam similarly writes in Parak Dalet of Hilchos Chanukah, in his well-known lashon, mitzvahs ner Chanukah chavivah hi amayid, v'tzar chadam lizarba, the mitzvah of Chanukah is beloved, and the person ought to be very careful with it. K'dei l'haydia hanes, for what purpose? Why is it so beloved? Serving the purpose to be Maidia the Nais in order to add Shvach and Haidah to Rebbeinu Shlom on the Nais, which he did. Very clear. That is the purpose of the Nais. And in this vein, I would likewise be Medaik in the Rambam when we turn back to Parak Gimel, which I was Mitzayin for the Haylom. When the Rambam articulates the Kfiyas of Chanukah, he writes in a similar but slightly different language we'll study soon. Umipneza hiskinu chum shav oisadashi shmainas yimei elu yimei simcha v'halal, simcha and halal. Let's focus on the halal for a moment, days of praise. That's what they are, they're yimei simcha v'halal. Umatlikim b'ham ha'neiros, we light neiros. The days are days of Simcha and Hal. They're not days of Hatlak. They're days of Simcha and Hal. We do an act of Matzlikin Beham HaNevis. One is the essence, one is the Pa'ula, and presumably the Pa'ula of the mitzvah will serve the purpose of the day. You hear that very clearly. And likewise, the Seder, the structure of the Rambam follows this, because after only briefly introducing to me what the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is, here in Parak Gimel, Halachas Gimel and Talad, he then, for the rest of Parak Gimel, discusses the Halachas of Halal, beginning in Parak Gimel Pasuk Hey, and working to the end of the Parak, B'chol Yom Yishmanis Yom Heilu Gaimer Mesa Halal. And only then in Parak Dalet, he lists all the details, the Pratim of Ner Chanukah, Kamen Eres Humavuk B'Chanukah. So do you hear the Seder very clear? Again, one more time. He says, these are days of Yimei Simcha B'Halal, and we light Neres, and therefore, he primarily first lays out the Dinam of Halal in the rest of Parak Gimel, because that's the essence of the Yontif as per his articulation, you may howl the simcha. So he first dwells on howl, that's the day. Perak dalid, secondary. The neir is following what he laid out. I think it's very clear. And this is in marked contrast to the entire structure and seder of the Rambam in the preceding halachas of Hilchos Megillah. You understand that the Rambam's Hilchos Megillah and Hilchos Chanukah are begging a compare and contrast, because he made one compilation out of it. Hilchos Megillah and Chanukah, he has as one run-on compilation. That's why Hilchos Chanukah begins in Perek Gimel, right? So he's Hilchos Megillah and Chanukah, he's begging, right? The compare and contrast is there. You will see very clearly he does the opposite. Unlike Chanukah, where the simcha and howl of the day is the essence, and the lighting of the nair secondary, in Hilchos Megillah he does the exact opposite. The pa'ula of Mikra Megillah is first and primary, and the characteristic of the Meipar and the Simcha and Mishnah are secondary. He says very clearly in Hilchos Megillah, because he starts Hilchos Megillah, Kriyas HaMegillah, Bismana, Mitzvah Sassani, Divri Seifrim, and throughout Parak Aleph of Hilchos Megillah, and the majority of Parak Beis, he lays out all the dinim of Megillah. And then at the end of Parak Beis of Hilchos Megillah, Halachi Yagimo, Parak Beis Halachi Yagimo, Shnei Yavim Ha'elu, Shehin Arba Asar V'Chamisha Asar, or Asur B'Hespidu V'Tainis, and Yirmei Mishdu Simcha. Right, you see the inverse happens. Mikra Megillah, the Pa'ula, is the first and the primary. The Yamei Simcha Mishta characteristic of Parak is number two. It's the exact inverse. Does everyone see my inverse? And from this perspective, we have new appreciation of even his name, even his title. Hilchos Megillah and Chanukah. Not Hilchos Purim Bineh. Right? In the case of Purim, the what we call Purim to the Rambam, it seems to me the Pa'ul of Mikra Megillah is the essence. The day was structured around Mikra Megillah. It's Hilchos Megillah. I think there will be all sorts of implications to this in Hilchos Megillah. Hilchos Megillah, that's the bulk of what he talks about, and then as an afterthought almost, to, if I may dramatize it, right? At the end, right, you may, these days, Shnei Hayom Ha'elu, which he already spoke about, as the days of Mikra Megillah, or Yom of Mishta, right? That's a characteristic of the days of Mikra Megillah. Chanukah is the exact opposite. The Ner does not define the day at all. It's Hilchos Chanukah, not Hilchos Ner, we can call it Hilchos Megillah. No, it's Hilchos Chanukah about the Yom of Chanukah, a Pa'ula, a Yom, which is days of Hallel, and his, from his perspective, Simcha, a pa'ula we do to reflect that above, seeing our thanksgiving to Rabbi Nisha'ilam, and the Gishmak, the Simcha we have from it is very clear. And one final diuk in the Rambam to bring out the power of this idea, how the essence of the day is the Hallel, is the praising Hashem. The Rambam does something quite amazing when we return to Perek Gimel of Hilchos Chanukah. At the end of Perek Gimel of Hilchos Chanukah, in Perek Hei, he lays out, as I said, the dinim of Mikra Hallel on Chanukah, B'chol Yom B'Yom Yishmanis Hayom Me'ilu Gaim Masa Hallel. And then he does something amazing beginning in Halchavav. He transitions and segues into the dinim of Hallel for the whole year. The Lai Hallel Shachanukah B'Vachu Shemim Divri Seifrim Ela Kriyas Hallel La'ilam Divri Seifrim, and he was all the days we say Hallel. These 18 days, Shemayinos Har Yamin, Yimei Hachag, Yimei HaPesach, Yimei Atzeres, but all the dinim of Hallel, and a shlich tzibur for Hallel, told me on the Perek Gimel, in all of Rambam, it's in Hilchos Chanukah. He uses the din Hallel of Chanukah as a springboard for Hallel the whole year. It's so provocative. He's begging us to realize, right? He doesn't, what's the expression? He doesn't shoehorn the dinim of Hallel here for no reason. He could have done anyway. This is the essence of the day. It's in the Rambam, conceptually, Chanukah is the prototype of Hallel. It's the essence. They're very clear in the Rambam, right? So far, so good. And so far, we've been non-controversial, right? This is, I think, Pachoda Yosar true with the all we shined thus far. Now, let's zoom in more on what this Halvahida characteristic is. Rashi, as is well known in the Brice of My Chanukah, characterizes Yimei Hal and Haida. Rashi says that Hal v'Haidah means that Kairin is a Halal, Likr is a Halal, the Leimer al Hanisim v'Haidah. Rashi renders Halal to mean the Mikra of Halal, and Haidah to mean the saying of al Hanisim and Maidim in the Haidah. Now, I don't believe Rashi is limiting that the only hal and haita of the day is the formal recitation of Hallel and the recitation of Al Hanisim and Haita, Libi Aymerli, that he would agree to the paitan of Ma'asur, that in general, Kavod Shirunan, right? But Rashi's hearing that there's a concrete and fixed manifestation of the inyan of the day, Chiyuvis, there's a, if they're Kaveh of the day, a Hallel Haita, right, there's a fixed, concrete key of way to perform it, and certainly you could expand your kiyum of the mitzvah with more halal and haita, right? That would be my gut in Rashi, but the bottom line is the halal and the al hanisim is the formal, concrete fulfillment. This is the way you must fulfill al pi chazal, the halal and haita, and beyond that would be an expansion of the mitzvah. And this is reflected in Rashi in the Gemara Chof Daled too, this focus on halal and haita, meaning the Hal and the Al Hanisim, particularly the Al Hanisim, because when the Gemara there talks about the Chiyuv Al Hanisim and Birchas Hamazon, Ibayilhu, Ma'u Haskir Shachanaka Birchas Hamazon. So the Gemara is asking, do you say Al Hanisim and Birchas Hamazon? And Rashi points out, you notice the Gemara does not ask about Al Hanisim in Tefillin, Shemon Asher. That seems to be a given, Zakt Rashi, because after all, Zakt Rashi, the Tefillah Pshita, Sharei Lahal Vahidah, Nikvah, Darmina La'av. Right? Because the essence of the day is Hal and Haida, implicit therein is, of course, that you say it in Shemana Esrei, Zak Rashi. The Gemara's only question is Birchas Hamazon. Now, as I think Rashi's saying is, if the day is Hal Haida, and the concrete meaning of Halal is Al Hanisim, of course you say it in Shemana Esrei. Of course, number one, of course there's Al Hanisim. And the most obvious place to do that would, of course, be in Shemana Esrei. We're in a modality of Haida, of submission to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So it's really implicit in the kavuf, in the braisa of haidah that we say in Al Hanisim in Tefillah. The question is there an expansion of Birchas Hamazon? And likewise, when the Gemara there continues regarding tension, and it tells us, okay, we say Al Hanisim in Birchas Hamazon, but where? We say in the bracha of Naidin haidah, Kitfilah, just like in Tefillah, just like in Shemana Esther, we say it in Maidim. Rashi explains, why in Tefillah do we say it in Maidim? Well, says Rashi, of course, the whole idea of Chanukah is Haidah, so certainly this Al Hanisim reflecting that will be in Maidim. So Rashi's all very smooth on Lashitas. So far, so good. Incidentally, I'll point out to you that the Haidah focus, which Rashi's linking to Al Hanisim, right, then is primal in Kabbalah as well. Kabbalah understands that Chanukah is connected to the sphere of Haid, right? Which is linked to Haidah, right? Arguably, Haidah is even an even more primal feature than the Hallel from a Kabbalistic perspective. It's interesting if you look in Derech HaShav of the Ramchal, when he's laying out what Chanukah is, the beginning of Chelek Daled, he mentions Chanukah for Haidah. Excuse me, Kabbalah involved in that Mahalakha. Okay. I mention this because the Rambam is the marked contrast. Tano either Rashi, arguably the Kabbalah, that the Haidah is primal, and the Haidah meaning Al Hanisim, the Rambam is very different. Returning to the Rambam I read before, when he says the Kibbeus of the Yontif is, they were Kibbeus these days as days of what? As days of Yimei Simcha V'Hallel. You notice that he omits the Haidah and he adds the Simcha. Yimei Simcha V'Hallel. Right? Yimei Simcha V'Hallel. And the fact that he omits one and adds the other so points in the direction that in fact he had a different kirsa. He didn't have kavu b'hal v'haita. He had, where did he get the hisafa from and the omission from? He probably had simcha v'haita b'hal in the original brisa. I say that though I have no evidence from Kliel Vigur Seis that way. I think that's emes apshat despite certain achronim's attempt to say he agrees haida, but he hears that haida has a getter of simcha. I don't think the Rambam will play games like that. I believe if the Rambam says you make simcha v'halal symmetrical to our girsa of halal v'haida, right? But simcha and halal, that was probably his girsa, and I want to prove myself right. You know, tzakim ma'advarim, if I'm correct, the Rambam's al hanisim will occupy a much lower place in the totem pole than Rashi's glorification, right? The al hanisim, the ikr was nick, the yom was ikr nick, but for al hanisim. And the Rambam, the haidah characteristic is less primal. The al hanisim will be a detail, because of course shvach is a general principle in any manifestation, be it halal, be it haidah, but it's not primal. I think we have a very powerful diyuk in the Rambam when she tells you this way. Because while we noted before that the Rambam glorifies the Hallel, the Mikra of Hallel on Chanukah, right? That he uses the, not only is Hallel the first mitzvah he elaborates in Hilchos Chanukah upon, even before he elaborates upon the Neiros, but moreover he uses Chanukah as a springboard for Hallel the whole year. So Hallel he glorifies in Chanukah. Does he even mention Al Hanisim in all of Hilchos Chanukah? Ain't there. Here, Hallel, right? He creates a colossus out of Hallel in Hilchos Chanukah. Yeah, I'm not going to say he builds a shrine, if I may be so right, if I may utilize that language, over Hallel in Hilchos Chanukah. He does not mention Al Hanisim at all in Hilchos Chanukah at all. Ain't there in Hilchos Tefillah. He mentions it along with all the other details of Tefillah the whole year. You'll find in Hilchos Tefillah, right? So it's a prat of Hilchos Tefillah, right? It's so clear what she tells you in the Rambam. Which is going to mean that the Rambam has going to have somewhat of a different approach. We could argue how much to the Gemara and Chavdal that I read before. When the Gemara is discussing saying Hallel and Birchas Hamazon, and Rashi addresses various pratim in that Gemara, all from the always commenting because Chanukah was be'ikar nikba for Haita, I think the Rambam's going to weigh in a different way in all those stages. So, for example, when the Gemara said at the onset, asked the question, "Do you say Al Hanisim and Birchas Hamazon?" And Rashi says, "Oh, do you notice the Gemara is only asking about Birchas Hamazon? It goes back to something you said in Shmoneh Esrei, right?" And Rashi says, "Yeah, because says Rashi, the chiyuv to say in Shmoneh Esrei is known and inherent in the Braisa of Kol B'Hal V'Aydam." The Rambam wouldn't answer the question that way. The Rambam will have another approach. Perhaps the Rambam will learn like Taisus learned over there, that Taisus says it was simply misvara simpler to the Gemara that you say Al Hanisim and Tefillah versus Birchas Hamazon zok Taisus because Tefillah is generally done but Tzibor, Tefillah is more Tzumei Nisa, right? So I think the Rambam is going to learn that when the Gemara was asking about Birchas Hamazon, it's not that it had a text and verse, a bride's already telling me to say Hallel. It's just something we know that there's a chiv to say Al Hanisim, and of course Misvar, it's simpler to say that Tefillah, the Gemara is asking about Birchas Hamazon. So it's something like that, or say some other approach. Now, he's not learning like Rashi that the chiv Al Hanisim in Tefillah is inherent in the bride's of my Chanukah, the Kabbalah, the Hallel, the Haidah. In his world, it doesn't say Haidah, certainly not Al Hanisim. And likewise, when the Gemara says, we say Al Hanisim in Haidah and Birchas Hamazon just like we do so in Tefillah, we say it in Maidim. He's not going to comment like Rashi that that's a function of the fact that the essence of the day is Lahal Haidah. He's going to learn simply Maidim, which is Thanksgiving. Tashem is the place to say Bracha Thanksgiving. Well, which one asks you whether in Birchas Hamazon, but that doesn't mean that the Haidah nuance of what praise to Hashem means in contrast to the Hal and other expressions is the essence of the day. That's what it would seem to me.
Isn't a Haidah a subdivision of Hallel?
I don't think so. Kavu, B'Hallel, and Haidah. I'm not going to do justice to that now, but suffice it to say, Hallel is, very loosely, Hallel is praise. Haidah, and the word Maida, admission, is submission. Praise and submission are two different orientations of adulation of the Almighty, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you know, I think we could speculate about that from a conceptual perspective. Good. So far so good. Now the question becomes in the Rambam. Good. So we've demoted Haidah and Neiros. I have to tell you, the historian in me loves this, that the Rambam is demoting the Haidah and propping up the Hallel. Kabbalah, the Mekupalim, are glorifying the Haidah. It's the Yom Tov of Haid and the seven spheres, right? Right? The Rambam, of course, not working in that whole system. I think it's just, I think it works very well as Shitasa, right? I think other Rishonim who are more in the Mekupalim's camp could have never said that. Right? And the Rambam, that whole tirade didn't exist in his purview of his Chalic entire time. I'll note that. But anyway, right, so Simcha creeps up and now we have to define what the Simcha is in the Rambam. If you're ready to take the leap of faith with Ayin Bethra, I'll probably add that in the Girsa. Simcha and Hallel. What is the Chi of Simcha of Chanukah? The funny thing is, the Chi of Simcha is never really defined. Which I would argue suggests that according to the Rambam, Halacha Taka does not define it. Halacha does define what a Chi of Hallel is. If there's a characteristic of these days being Yimei Simcha, and Hagocha gave us no concrete pahula, then the Rambam understands it's a characteristic about the day, either which we can be mekayim, any way we connect to it, or arguably one which we are inherently mekayim through the Din of Chanukah. Right? Perhaps if you light the Neiros, the assumption is that you're going to feel a zest of Simcha. If you're saying the Hallel, certainly Hallel, you're going to feel a zest of Simcha. Right? Or perhaps you'll say, with the former option I said, that the Rambam here is you have to make the effort yourself. Whatever it is, Halacha doesn't give a fixed definition of what that Simcha is. To me, it seems clearly that way in the Rambam.
What now, about the Isser Hesped?
And the Isper Hesped Utainis, again, to me, doesn't seem like it's the definition of Simcha. To me, that's a din. The fact that we find the an Isser Hesped on other times, it could be that the Isser Hesped Utainis is no different than the Isser Hesped Utainis from all the days of in Megillus Titus, where we have an Isser Hesped. Good, the ones that endured are Chanukah and Purim. Notes in general, Isser Hesped and Titus, generally, I believe, wouldn't do justice to a Din Simcha anyway. Meaning, for example, on Purim, there it's clear there's two Din. There's an Isser Hesped and Titus, and then there's a Chiyuv Simcha. Now, simply Hesped and Titus, it's resisting from the inverse. But because I'm not having Titus, and I eat my Cheerios in the morning, right, and my coffee, and I don't have time. It's very hard to hear that's a kiyum of simcha. It's minia of tsar, which I had to do in any of those days in those times, which, kach nearly, the Rambam certainly never mentions a kiyum of suda. One could argue in the Rambam that if I eat a suda, it's a kiyum of simcha. It's a kiyum of simcha, perhaps, in the Rambam. That might depend on the possibilities I alluded to before. It's a kiyum, right, and therefore meaningful. Kiyum of the din of Simcha, but not something I'm obligated to do. That would be my judgment of the Rambam. And let's see, certainly in Rashi's world, Simcha is not the essence of the day, and a din of a Suda would be just foreign to Rashi. I don't think it's even discussable in Rashi, a Suda having any halacha kiyum in Rashi. And the Rambam, I think, it might be a kiyum, but that's my sense. That would be my sense. Let's see now what the Paiskim say. Right, kiyadua. Tor Shulchan Aruch weigh in on this question, right? In Aruch Chaim, Sim Tuf Reishai, Sif Beis. The Shulchan Aruch says very clearly, Ribli Asuda Shemar Bim Asudas Rishos on Chanukah, Shleikhavim Bo Mishta V'Simcha. And to me, the Mashmai of the Shulchan Aruch is Leikhavim for neither Mishta nor Simcha. The Rambam, I think, the Shulchan Aruch, I think, is embracing Rashi. There's no then Simcha, not the Rambam notes. In the Rambam, even if you're not obligated in Mishta, I don't think you would say the word Shleikhavim Bo Mishta V'Simcha. When he says Simcha is one thing they were kaveid for, and it's the Rav, right? And the Shulchan Aruch here is quoting the Tor, who's in turn quoting a Mordechai, probably going back to this Rashi. The Rama then brings a Yesh Ayrim, Sheish Ksas Mitzvah Beribli Asudas Mitzvah Oisayam Hayachanukas Hamizbeach. A whole different Indian, that there's a Ksas Mitzvah Beribli Asudas on this day to commemorate the Chanukas Hamizbeach. Agav, I think this means some beer. What does it mean? There's a Ksas Mitzvah because it's a Zecher of something special. Is there a kviyas of Chazal? Halachically speaking, what creates a ksas mitzvah? I'm not going to, that needs a beer. I'm going to leave that out of the purview, what per se the Peshat and the Ramah is. I'm a little biased on this question because I believe that the word mitzvah has been adulterated in verbiage. The word mitzvah does not mean good deed. The word mitzvah means commandment. I actually do not believe there's any concept of mitzvah, kiyumus, and kol tarakula. I believe that's self an adulteration. Anytime there's a mitzvah, I always believe it's a form of some sort of commandment. I would have a lot of trouble, obviously, explaining this ksas mitzvah. That's for another discussion. But, But even reading through the Ramah, again, certainly no basis that the Din Chanukah, that there is a Din Chanukah of Simcha itself, which imposes Mishnah. Again, halachically speaking, thus far in the Rambam, I'd be comfortable saying that too, right? But, you could suggest not that way. You could suggest, according to the Rambam, that as much as I think I'm correct in the Rambam, there's no chiyuv mishta, because there's an overarching din of simcha, if I am a sameach in a simcha tekaway, if I have a suda in a simcha tekaway, it might be a chiyuv of that. And this, I think, is pshat and meduyik in the Taz. The Taz here, commenting on the Ramah of the Yesh Ayimim Sheyesh Ksas Mitzvah, because of the sin, of commemorating the Chanukah Mizbeach on that day of old in the days of the Nesim, he says, the Chayim Kos of Marshal, de Mitzvah L'smayach B'Chanukah, de Beramba Mashma D'Yimei Simcha Enam. Right? So he's clearly saying, the Taz slash Mashal is clearly saying that the Rambam Shita of Gimei Simcha means a mitzvah l'smayach, and that that mitzvah l'smayach, right? That mitzvah l'smayach would result in something equivalent to what the Ramah's calling Ksas mitzvah, but the way mitameh. You need to be very careful. The Mashal is not saying, the Mashal Shlas Taz is not saying, as I think some misunderstand, that according to the Rambam, there's a mitzvah and there's a chiyuv of Suda. Because he wouldn't then say on the nebulous words of the Ramah of Yesh Aymim Shish Ksas Mitzvah Veriboy, the chain Kasav Mashal of the Ramah. He'd say, Ramah, you're saying this nebulous Ksas Mitzvah. Ooh, but the Mashal is saying, according to the Rambam, no, not nebulous Ksas. This is Mamash a Mitzvah. No, he says, V'chein Kasav Mashal of the Rambam. He seems to be saying something equal in Darga to what the Ramah is calling a nebulous Ksas Mitzvah. The Mashal is saying, Al Pi the Rambam, V'lei Mitameh, and my beer of the Lundus would be what I just said before. In the Rambam, there's taka no chiyuv mishta. Simcha, you could be mekayim, however you are, and arguably, innately, it's never spelled out in the Rambam, anything you pull, you do it if you're doing all the halal and the minayra right. But Suda would be a kiyum of that mitzvah and further expansion. So some sort of nebulous mitzvah, which to me it's a kiyum mitzvah of what in fact is a chiyuv, which I believe exists all the time in halacha. A kiyum of a mitzvah, of a commandment, which is a chiyuv, right? Would emerge in the Rambam according to the Mashal and the Taz, but not a chiyuv, something, right? Something which he can parallel to the Ramah's Ksas ribui mitzvah v'lo mitameh. There are most ksas ribui mitzvah because of this inyan which needs some beer to make of a hanhaga based on the Chanukah Mizbeach at old, which in the Rambam there's some called nebulous mitzvah based on the Den of Simcha. That will be my interpretation. I think it's Matalik in the Taz, and I am very happy and sufridim with this and where everyone is ending up thus far. That's what it seems to me. And again, Rashi, no such halacha, no kiyum of the mitzvah. There's this new Indian. The Ramah is breaking off the Siyesha, which again is very confusing to me what this din is, this Ksas Mitzvah, so it's unrelated. Parenthetically, I'll point out that while Rashi Shita, I don't think there's makom for a chiyuv simcha midin Chanukah aside from external inyan the Ramah is talking about of the Chanukah Specha of old. I think what we were talking in Rashi, the supremacy and the primacy of the Din of Haidah on Hanukkah, would be the beer to understand the famous compromise of Pshara, which the Ramah makes at the end of his statement here, when the Ramah says, whether or not there's a nebulous mitzvah, right, of Sudan Hanukkah, the Nayagim, there's a minhag, Leimer Zmiris Vishvachas, Vesuda Shamar Bin Behem, Ba'az Havi Sudas Mitzvah. Right? There's a minhag to say Shiras Hashbachas in the Suda, and then it's a Sudas Mitzvah. And you have to ask yourself a question, right? Sudas Mitzvah is a real halachic institution. Sudas Mitzvah doesn't just mean a taira, right? A tish of chakal tapuchim, right? A Suda where they're doing kalaga stuff, right? We Jews do that all the time, right? Right? Sudas mitzvah has a status about this. The Suda has a status because it's a Suda celebrating a mitzvah. So you have to ask yourself the question, Zmir's response, whatever you're singing, Yevonim Nikbitzu Alai in a modern day Zemer, I don't know, right? A Joey Newcomb is strumming his guitar and singing thank you Hashem, being Halal Hodah. The Rambam is saying it's a Sudas mitzvah, and with all due respect to Joey Newcomb, right? His Zemer makes it a but the pshat would be like this, the pshat would be, yeah, because the din of the yayin is what? Is Hal and Haidah, which as much as the concretized fulfillment is the Hal and the Al Hanisim, if I am correct that according to Rashi, that's the concretized Chiv, but any Hal, the Haidah, at least over the names of Chanukah, is a keem of that Halacha. So any Shiris and Shabbos that I sing appropriately on Chanukah with this in mind is a keem of that mitzvah of the day. So hence the Suda where I'm doing those Shiris and Shabbos, Mamish doesn't do a Suda's mitzvah, no different than a Suda's Bris. I'm not equating the Bris it was a chiyuv, this pu'ula, right? Here I am electing to fulfill a mitzvah, right? But it's a sudas mitzvah. Ultimately, it's within that same framework as a bris. That's the way I would understand Rashi. Good.
Wait, why couldn't the Rambam also do it? This is hallow.
Yes, certainly. I don't know if you need this in the Rambam. I mean, right. The Rambam, if you accept the Marshal, it could be even without Smiras, right? If you accept the Marshal, even without Smiras,
sure, yeah.
It would be akin to the threat. That's something, but certainly, right? If I am correct in my slight skepticism of the Marshal, that it's possible in the Rambam, the simcha is simply innate to the acts we do, right? And it's not open for other fulfillments, but it could be the Hallel Hanukkah is expansive, and even he, that's 100% possible. So you don't need it, right? The Marshal might be the approach. Fine. Right, one more little appendage or I'll point out is certainly from Rashi's perspective that the Al Hanisim is primal to Hanukkah, the whole justification for why we say Al Hanisim b'Hayta. It's going to be difficult to me the Al Hanisim of Purim where that comes into the picture, especially if you recall our Diyukim in the Rambam, right? Purim is not, it's certainly not essentially Yimei Hayta. We never find that lashon. And even the Hallel, right, Kriyas Zoe Lula, whatever you want to say, I don't think is the meaning of the Yatav. It's really the Megillah, and that person Nisa certainly has one back in the Rambam. It's a day served, it's a day enshrining the Mikra Megillah and that person Nisa. So what is the Hallel of Al Hanisim about? If Rashi's justifying the Al Hanisim b'Haidah and Afchavdal and Shabbos, because the day was Nekba for Haidah, what is the Al Hanisim and the Haidah and Parim about? Right? So Libi Umerli, according to Rashi, in Achanami, the Al Hanisim of Purim, which they were masakin for whatever reason, right, per se might not have had to be B'Haidah and Ma'idim. If Rashi is saying the presence of the Al Hanisim of Hanukkah and Ma'idim is simply because it's a day of Haidah, so perhaps if they were only being masakin in Al Hanisim of Purim, they might have not been masakin specifically in Haidah. Your imagination would have been masakin it. Libi Umerli, that was Agav Hanukkah. Hanukkah, where especially because on Hanukkah, you might say it's the Ikar Al Hanisim, it's the whole essence of the day, and they were second by Da. So I got that when they were second on Purim and Al Hanisim for whatever reason. They also put it by Da. That's my gut, and I would even venture a little further. Libi Imerli, that the whole Al Hanisim of Purim is really only Agav Hanukkah, certainly according to Rashi. The Al Hanisim of Hanukkah is the essence, the neshama of the Yantif, because Hanukkah and Purim are two peas in a pod, like we saw in the Rambam, Hilchos Megillah, the Hanukkah, two peas in a pod, the two Yom Tovim and Divrei Seferim, as the Rambam frequently says in Hilchos Hanukkah. So they, Agav Hanukkah, they were masaked it on Purim. The whole Al Hanisim, I want to suggest, there's a little of a mashmais like me. For what it's worth, the fact that you don't find the Al Hanisim of Purim mentioned in all Shas, there's a Tosefta in Brachos I referenced in the Maamar Kaimis, and a Masechta Seferim, which mentioned. Holly Dover, who doesn't appear in Shas, but deeper than that, if you look in the Masechta Seferim I mentioned, within the Dinim of Hanukkah, it mentions the Al Hanisim of Purim. You'll see in the context there, in the Masechta Seferim I mentioned, the Al Hanisim of Purim is mentioned in the context of all the Dinim of Hanukkah, which I would suggest points in this direction. The Al Hanisim of Purim is Agav Hanukkah, which makes a lot of sense. Hanukkah is the real Yantav about Al Hanisim. So this is, I think, the essence of the day.
Why should there be a halacha in Purim which is Agav, the halacha of Hanukkah?
Right, so I would be suggesting, we could conjecture, but in notes, I would be suggesting that any Hanhaga which you can transport from one day to the other, which fits in the alternative, it's not so defining, right? Meaning, you know, a saying a shvach in tefillah and a birchas hamazon, right? It fits, even if it's per se the neshama of Hanukkah. It fits, right? So I would conjecture they created this hashva. I could speculate more than that, but I don't know, I could say baich svaras, as they say. But I think it's a powerful day from the Masechta Seferim. In the remaining few minutes, I want to keep very strong to my time. Something I learned more and more and more and more coming here to any island is in life, time management, I'm becoming more and more sensitized to as life becomes more complicated. In the remaining 5 minutes, I want to I want to segue to a little of another Indian, but something a little controversial, I figure, and I want the island to firmly disagree with me. I said this to a bunch of you, Galite, and some of them wanted, they were very provoked and very provoked. I said, Baruch Hashem, that's what I want. I want you to be provoked and disagree with me. And so I want to say, my Ram Musker, very quickly, about the essence of Hanukkah, but not so much the Halayitah, the Simcha, just it's called a historical observation from a Lamdisha perspective, which might have bearings on today, and it might touch on some Hashkafic sensitive nerves, which is okay. I think it's very interesting, the first halacha of the Rabbi in Parak Gimel of Hilchos Hanukkah, when he lays out the history of what happened. Now, to me, it's very clear, the Rabbi's not a history book, the Rabbi's been married to the halachas, but you need a Mishnah Torah, the halachas, you need Chumash, as he says, you need my safety, you know what you need to do. The Rabbi's focus on Kiyum Mitzvah, any quote unquote history, he says here, is somehow a hadara of the halacha. So when he says, he mentions all of a scope of different dangers of Yavam. That's because the Hatzala of those dangers go into the essence of the Yantiv and what we're celebrating, right? Otherwise wouldn't be relevant to the Rambam. And likewise, as he discusses all the positive consequences of the miraculous Nitzach and of the Hashmonam, that would be what would be Mahal Hashem for, and what the Mesir Mepharsim is. So when he says, right, Acharicham Alein Ol Kavasein by Shem Yavim Yitzilim the government, and what happened? V'himidu Melech Menachayhanim V'chazer Malchus L'Yisrael Yasser Al-Masayim Shana. Because of this Nitzachan, they were able to reestablish the sovereign kingdom of the Jewish people for more than 200 years until the Churban Bayis Sheni, and we won't go into the history of that for now. And we don't know about that statement of the Rambam that the Malchus of Yisrael really existed that long, despite Roman occupation. But my point is, the Rambam is not just mentioned as a matter of fact. The historical truism of the Chashmonaim stood up a Malchus as the main kingdom, which lasted for several years until the tragedies of Gorgias, of course. But not just a historical fact, but he's hearing that the miraculous Nitzach and the Ribbono Shel Olam enabled that, and that is a Tavar Tayv, and that is celebration worthy. The fact that the Nitzach enabled that they could be reminded Malchus Yisrael, Yisrael Miyadam, the Yimid Malach Menachayanim, that both the Yeshua of Malchus Yisrael, both the reassertion of Malchus Yisrael, and the fact that the king was Menachayanim, are all Tvarim Taivim, and part of what we're celebrating, part of what we're being, might, I think it's clear, which certainly the Himidu Melech Menachayhanim would be very provocative from this perspective. Certainly the Rambam would not agree with the Ramban, who sees them establishing a Malchus Menachayhanim as opposed to Sheva Yehuda as a horrible affair of violating only Yasser Sheva Yehuda, right? Because it's not celebration worthy. It's not an Iker of the Mace or anything like that, right? It could very well be the Rambam understands that the Hashmonai kingdom was never intended to be enduring. It was only with the Shah to get Klal Yisrael on the right path again, as the Kehanim do. And even because even the Ramban agrees that you're allowed to have a Malchus of Shah outside Yehuda. The Ramban on the Pasuk called Yasser Shef Yehuda, that's how he justifies the Malchus of Yoram Ben Avot, which was on Pinavi. It was always intended to be a temporal Malchus. Yasser Shef Yehuda means not to establish a Malchus with the intention that it be enduring, as the Ramban understands the Hashmonai we're trying to do, and therefore he so criticizes them and believes that's why they were killed down, and the Ramban's provocative, earth-shattering state. Right, okay, good. I think we could deal with the Ramban to the Tayyip, the Kehanim, right, got the tire and call each other. I'm cool with that, I'm good with that. But to me, it's much more provocative that the Ramban's here in establishing a Malchus Yisrael as a Dabar Tayyip and something celebration worthy. Why is that so provocative to me? I mean, Malchus Yisrael, we want a sovereign Yiddisha kingdom and one that leads us out to Tyra. That's, of course, right? What's provocative is that the Rambam is saying the historical fact that they are immediately Malchus Yisrael for more than a Masayim Shana. He seems to be saying that entire Tekufa of Malchus Yisrael is celebration worthy and part of what we're celebrating as the Nes of Hanukkah. And the Pella is, for much of those 200 years, that Malchus of the Hashmonah, where Rishon Gemurim, people like Yana Hamal, who were killing Chazal on the street and were denying Torah Shabbat Peh, and yet the Rambam is implying it's celebration worthy. Can I be so bold to say that according to the Rambam, to be under the yoke of Goyim is so terrible that to have Malchus Yisrael, even an imperfect Malchus Yisrael of Rishon, Kai from the Torah Shabbat Peh, is a Davar Taif, is celebration worthy? You can't be much worse than Yahya HaMelech. Taking at least the Gemara's Lafi Peshutai, and that would be a very consequential statement, perhaps, in terms of how we deal with other Malchus Yisrael and Jewish governments. And everyone who I say this statement to us, I want you to assess this with an open mind. No one should pass an hashkafas out of a deacon around him, that we do hanhag al pi, or messiah, or bam, or so on. We don't pass an hanhagas based on academic discussions. That's not how it works. But I want to be dealt with substantively. Can one suggest from a gut that to be a malchus yisrael, it has to be one that it's yisoid and bustus as al pi taira, as the original Hashem Elam where the halo got sent in Yehuda and Shimon, and then even if it deteriorates with all its faults, it's called Malchus Yisrael, but because the Yisrael was a Torah Malchus, but maybe a government that never identified itself with Torah from the start, can one start to split hairs and say it's different? I'll leave those judgments up for people's determinations, and is that splitting hairs with a pre-ideological orientation, or is that a legitimate chalak? I'll leave it up to you. I wanted to lay out that provocation, which I think is what to chew on and what to think about. Thank you all very much. Warmest wishes of a lechtik in Chanukah, a freilich in Chanukah. Thank you all very much, and I'm looking forward to continuing Be'ezus Hashem. This is a joy, a simcha, a pleasure for me. Thank you, and thank you, Rabbi Nachum, for arranging.
Gotcha.
Thank you very much.
What is that?